I would say raw.
Raw eggs.
Ooh. Raw eggs.
So, Julie, you can either go with scrambled eggs.
Well, how about Jeremy? Make her ask Jeremy.
I enjoy them in a glass you can drink.
All right, Jeremy?
I would go with sloppy eggs.
I can see how the game... Boy, I can tell why the game went the way it did.
Buzz, what would you have said?
I would say fried eggs.
Fried eggs.
Okay, so you got fried, floppy, raw, eggs. Scrambled, or you can go out on your own, Julie. What answer do you think Don wrote down with a chance to double your money?
Well, I'm going to try and offend everybody and go with Easter eggs.
Easter eggs. A good
Easter
answer
eggs.
And timely.
Easter eggs, yeah.
Don, does she double
her
money?
Oh, no.
I had scrambled right
now.
Scrambled.
You matched Tony.
There
Tony had
go.
Scrambled.
See,
eggs.
You should have picked Tony. Well, no, you shouldn't. Tony had the same answer as I did.
You two should have played together.
Yes. And instead, she's playing with herself.
So now, she gets to keep her $50, though.
Okay, now let's play a round of the game.
Oh, we do want to do round number three, then.
Let's do a round. So Julie's going to play against the guy on the telephone.
All right, so we're going to play final match.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so now how do I do this? How do I
conference?
Hit conference.
And now you can punch them both up.
Okay, so Julie, say hello to Josh.
Hi, Josh.
Hello, Julie.
How are you?
Josh?
You know what, Josh is on that crappy line. Hold on a second, guys. Hold on. You know what? Charlie, you're going to have to help me out and get someone who's not on line number two. Let's go, in fact, to Paul.
Paul.
Hello. Hey, Paul.
Hi, Radio Gods.
Hi there, Paul. Say hi to Julie.
Hi, Julie.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Well, great.
Congratulations, Julie and Paul, on winning rounds one and two.
Thank you.
Paul, where are you from?
I'm in Fresno.
All right. Beautiful. Then what we're going to do is play... Final match.
All right, Julie, good job earlier. We like girls better than boys. We need you to choose A or B.
I'll take B for boy.
B for boy it is. Okay. And stars.
Hey,
Hi, Rob. Here's your clue. It's amazing it gave you energy up after three games already. Summertime's a-coming, and NFL Hall of Famer Sonny Jurgensen is ready. He had a professional service come out to his home to wash and wax all of his blanks.
Oh, that's an easy one.
Don't answer yet, Julie. Summertime's a-coming, and NFL Hall of Famer Sonny Jurgensen is ready. He had a professional service come out to his home to wash and wax all of his blanks.
I'm in.
Buzz, you're
in.
I'm in.
Tony is in. Mike is in. Jeremy is in. All right. The panel is ready, Rob.
All right, Julie. Everyone's in. Summertime's a-coming, and NFL Hall of Famer Sonny Jurgensen is ready. He had a professional service come out to his home to wash and wax all of his blanks. What?
Well, I'm not into sports, but how about all his balls?
All his balls.
Oh, wow.
Sure.
Oh,
his balls. A lot of game balls?
Sure.
Yeah.
Right. That's a good answer.
Very good.
Sure. I like Julie.
Yeah, Don, do you have Sonny's balls?
No, Rob. Having the pleasure of working with Sonny every week during the Redskins season.
Sure.
I said teeth.
Oh, teeth. Not a match.
Teeth. That doesn't make sense to me.
You would have had to, you have to see Sonny's teeth.
Right. What did you say, Mike?
I said Sonny's teeth.
Wow. There we go. Not a match. How about you, Buzz?
The legend gets around. I said teeth.
Tony?
Knowing Sonny's history, I'm a longtime Redskins and Washington fan. I said Sonny's empty.
How about you, Jeremy? Did you say balls?
Don't go to me last. I have the boring answer. I said Rolls Royces.
Rolls Royce.
Yes. Julie, okay. No matches there. A good chance for Paul.
Get used to the flow of the game going this way.
Maybe we should start with Jeremy. Paul, here's your clue. Poor Jim McClure. You know Joe McClure? He's the program director at JFK now.
He's the guy who's getting fired.
Yeah, not only was his management job listed in last Sunday's classifieds, his fiance Allison posted a help wanted ad for a blank. Poor Jim McClure.
Need that again. Read that to me again, Robbie.
Not only was his management job listed in last Sunday's classifieds, his fiance Allison posted a help wanted ad for a blank.
I'm in. All right, Buzz is in.
Sad sack, Jim McClure.
We are waiting on.
Jeremy's in.
And Tony, you in?
Nope.
Tony's not quite done yet.
All right, I'm in.
All right, Tony is in. Your panel is right, Robbie.
All right, Paul, everyone's in. Poor Jim McClure. Not only was his management job listed in last Sunday's classifieds, his fiance Allison posted a help wanted ad for a blank. For a what?
New pimp.
A new pimp.
A new pimp.
Ooh. New pimp.
Grand answer. Jeremy.
I figured Jeremy would come up with that.
We'll speak to you first, Paul. How about you, Jeremy? Did you match up with pimp?
No, I had hubby.
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 Yes.
You know, not since Christine Kerner have we had a player as adept as Jeremy Coleman.
I've got an ice cream headache.
That was wild. How about you, Mike?
I said she put an ad in the paper for a sperm donor.
Ooh, not a match. Hey, how about you, Don?
Nope, I said she put an ad in the newspaper for an orgasm.
Apply within. How about you, Tony?
I wasn't much better than Jeremy. A real man.
A real man. He doesn't know who Jim McClure is.
That's true, and he nailed the question. How about you, Bud?
And I matched Tony with a real man.
Yeah. Real man. Whoa.
Real man. Yeah.
God, no matches there. So, Julie, you still get to go again.
All right.
A or B?
Let's try A.
Hey.
What about you?
Hey. We'll start right now. It was a no-brainer to hire the lovely Lisa for the Don and Mike show. At her job interview, she showed up with her stellar credentials, showed us her impressive... I'm sorry, can I start again?
Start again.
Yes. Sorry about that.
From the top, bro.
All right, in 3, 2, and 1. It was a no-brainer to hire lovely Lisa for the Don and Mike show. At her job interview, she showed us her stellar credentials, her impressive references, and her notable blank.
I'm in.
Be very careful. It was a no-brainer to hire Lisa for the Don and Mike show.
Hey, Lisa, are you there, honey? Can you hear me? Can you crack the microphone, please? Lisa?
Yes, hello.
I got a question.
Yeah.
Were you coloring?
You know, Lisa
I was reading a tabloid.
Lisa has ADD, and she actually fills out a coloring book during the show.
That's right.
I have a question.
Help me concentrate. Yeah, sure.
You know anything I write would simply be for comedic purposes, right?
Babe, you know. It's fine.
Okay.
Oh, I understand the show.
Very good.
Good for you.
Well, at that very lady's job interview, she showed us her stellar credentials, her impressive references, and her notable blank.
I'm in.
Buzz is in. Tony's in.
Yep.
Jeremy's in. All right, the panel is ripe.
All right, Julie, she showed us her notable blank. Her notable what?
Boobs.
Her notable boobs.
Boobs.
Oh.
Jeremy, do you have boobs?
I have boobies.
Boobies, that is a match.
That is a match.
Very good. How about you, Mike?
I have tees.
Ah, that's a match.
Very good.
And Julie moves ahead. How about you, Don?
No, I said that, what was the question again?
Uh-oh.
At her job interview, Lisa showed us credentials, references, and her notable blank.
Canker sore.
Oh. Not a match.
Oh.
Not a match. How about you, Mr. Tony Perkins?
I said she showed us her notable assets, if you get my drift.
Is that a match?
No.
That's down below.
No.
How about you, Buzz?
I said breasts.
Breasts.
All right.
Breasts.
Good job, Julie. Paul, you got some catch-up work to do. And here is your clue. Quiet on the set.
Here we
go. Quiet, everyone. Hush.
The Don and Mike Show sends its sympathies to alleged mob boss and head cancer sufferer John Gotti.
Hey, watch it.
Be careful, Rob.
They're going to send him a dozen blanks to try to boost his spirits. Don and Mike Show send the sympathy to alleged mob boss and head cancer sufferer John Gotti. They're going to send him a dozen blanks.
Don't you cheat.
Oh, I'm
don't
in.
Don't try to boost his spirits.
Jeremy's cheating off my paper.
I'm
not.
I'm in.
And Tony, we're still waiting on Tony Perkins, our friend, the famous weatherman from Good Morning America, who has a feud with Diane Sawyer.
Here we go.
Living a separate life from his wife.
All right, I'm in.
All right, here we go. I stopped saying that as soon as you're in. We're just waiting on Jeremy, you in?
Yep.
Yeah, all right, Jeremy's in. Panel is ready, Rob.
That'll teach Tony to delay us. All right. Don and Mike Show sending its sympathies to John Gotti. They're going to send him a dozen blanks to try to boost his spirits. What are they sending, Paul?
Women.
Sending him a dozen women.
Women.
Jeremy, do you have John Gotti's women?
In a way, I said Playboys.
What do you
Playboys?
No. Absolutely not.
It's a magazine.
Highly incorrect.
How about you, Mike?
I said we're going to send him a dozen bullets.
Oh,
not a match.
I kill me.
How about you, Don?
No, I said we should have a dozen horses' heads.
Okay. Mom right. reference, right. but not a match. How about Sorry. You, Tony?
I said they're going to send him a dozen birthday cakes with files in them.
Oh. But not a match.
How about you, Buzz?
I have a match. I said Gumadras.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Gumadras, right.
Women.
Yeah.
Speak Italian.
Broads.
Minus one for the accent there.
Broads.
All right. Paul, you are behind. You have some catch-up work to do. I need you to pick A or B.
Gumadras.
I will pick A.
I just want to say that Gumadras is the reason there is no mafia in Kansas.
I would say that this game has never been white hotter than playing with real celebrities like Tony Perkins and Jeremy Coleman.
Yeah.
I thank them both for coming in today.
It starts a trend.
I hear that.
Honored to be in that category.
And, you know, this is an exciting clue because of the celebrities we're surrounded with. Say, did you know that Radio's Mike O'Mara and Good Morning America's Tony Perkins matriculated together?
Hey, come on.
They sure did.
Hey.
At American University, Tony majored in broadcasting, and Mike majored in blank.
All right.
Oh, I'm in.
I'm in.
Tony Perkins majoring in broadcasting, and proud AU alum Mike O'Mara.
Buzz, are you in?
Yes.
Majored in blank.
All right, Buzz is... in, and Jeremy?
Everybody's in.
Jeremy. Hold on. Just take a look at Jeremy's body language, standing way back in the corner of the room with his arms folded.
He has no chair.
Come on.
Would you like a chair, a stick to lean on?
I don't have a place to be.
Be a part of the show, man.
I have to use this microphone. I have to stand on my tiptoes to get to it because Rob's taller.
Be a part of the show.
Well, you know, if you do that, I feel really welcome.
You know something? If Rob's just too tall, Jeremy, you can still use Rob's.
Thank you. Perhaps I'll hunker down in round two. All right.
Snuggle up close.
That's good news. All right. Good Morning America's Tony Perkins. Mike O'Mara went to school together. Tony majored in broadcasting and Mike majored in blank. What do you say, Paul?
It's got to be partying.
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 It says it right on his ring. What do you say, Jeremy? Do you say partying?
No, I say catching broads.
Catching broads.
Thank you, Jeremy.
You know, that's actually quite clever.
Thanks for giving me that credit.
Is that a slang expression, catching broads?
That's a program director.
For Jeremy, it is.
From broads.
Clearly, you guys don't understand. It's play on words. Broadcasting. Catching
broads. Oh. There you are up at sun level, and we're flying at 10,000 feet.
It's called being too hip for the room.
Yes,
Mike, what did you major in?
I majored in what everybody knows I majored in. I majored in beer.
Not a match, though. I'm sorry about that. Perhaps you were too specific there, Paul. What'd you say, Don?
No, I said Mike majored in alcoholism.
Summa cum laude. How about you, Tony?
I was there. I know. Mike majored in drinking.
Match. How about you, Buzz?
I said drinking.
Drinking. Yeah, picture.
Thought it was party.
All right. And Julie, that means you have already won.
Oh, Lord.
Hey.
But then we knew that because she's already played Superman.
Right. So in the next round...
That worked out well.
Mike.
It sure did.
In the next round, Julie's going to play again.
No. Julie's already won. We need two other people.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
So Julie's done. No, Julie will play again in round one. She already played in round one to get to round three.
Yeah, right. So we have two new players in the next round, and then Julie will play the winner of that game in the...
She's already played him, Doc.
And she won.
She's going to play
get
the
it?
Two people.
Wait a minute. Who plays next? Two new people?
Precisely.
Okay, so we're done with Julie.
Nope.
Why?
Round one.
We've got to go on to the second round.
Okay, to find out who Julie will play... In the round after that.
Well, yes.
Hold it, you know what? I just realized something.
What?
What's that?
Paul is going to play in this next game.
Oh, why?
Yeah. He just won round two. No, he won round two to go to round three.
So Paul has to get a new contestant,
right,
and then when we go to round number one, Julie will have to have a new contestant.
That's right.
Okay. I don't follow this.
That's the idea.
That's okay.
All right. Well, hold on a second. So how many new callers do we need?
We need one new caller to play Paul.
One new caller. Okay, call now. Lisa.
And Paul will win.
Music, please. And the bumper.
The Radio Zeuses with the Juices. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
You know, Beverly, golfers like to keep dirt and debris off their golf balls.
Oh, yeah.
Particularly when you're putting. They call me three-putt buck. That's why we have cleaning devices around the golf courses. You know, those things you squish up and down. Well, one golfer didn't use a wet towel or any cleaning device. He licked his balls clean.
Number one, Arbitron Lake, the Don and Mike Show.
How
Almost forgot we're doing the backwards show. There for a second.
Backwards show. Now, as the backwards show continues, we have two new contestants.
No, we are going to meet for the first time Paul, who will play again in final match.
Okay, so it's Paul and playing against Susie.
Susie, yeah.
Paul and Susie.
Welcome, guys.
Let me see. Hello, Paul. Hello, what have I done?
Oh, you didn't conference. You need to hit the conference button.
Oh, brother. Hold on a second. Conference. Hello, who's this?
This is Josh.
Josh. Have we played with Josh yet?
I think we had Josh, and then we ditched him because he was on the bad line.
Right.
So we could play with Josh.
Josh and Paul.
How about Josh and Susie?
Well, that's...
How about Josh and Julie?
No, we can't have Julie again. Julie's going to play in round one.
Well, Julie could be in round two and have moved on to final match after she was in round one.
We could do that. I can't remember how it fell out exactly.
All right. Hold on. Hold. Stop everything. Hello? Balls. I just lost the guy on line three.
Was that Josh again? You didn't lose Josh.
Yeah, I did.
Josh? Oh, just the second time. Josh has been this.
He's going to get a complex.
Oh,
because I'm not
Josh.
Quite sure about how to run the telephone. You know what?
He shouldn't have any trouble getting back through.
Hit conference.
It's going to be Julie against Susie.
We can do that.
Okay. Hello, Julie.
Hello.
Hello, Susie.
Hello.
Susie, where are you from?
Sacramento.
Okay, and Josh, if by some good fortune you can get through again, or if Roy Hill wrote your phone number down, I promise you can play in the next round.
Is Julie on? Is Susie on that bad line?
Yes, she is.
Good morning. Hi, Susie. Hi, Julie.
Hello.
Hi, girls.
And I'd like to remind Julie that if you win here, you could go on to Supermatch and win $50.
Wow.
Susie, I need you to choose. You're in column A. So you get to go first. Choose A or B.
A.
A. And here's your clue. Hey, Al Gore can't understand why he's gaining all that weight. Mostly he sticks to salads, and he hardly ever eats blank.
Come on, that's so easy, I'm in.
Don't answer yet, Susie.
Okay.
George can't understand why he's gaining all that weight. Mostly he sticks to salads, hardly ever eats blank. That's one of your best questions ever.
Yep.
My opinion. Oh, the writers, thank you. Who's in?
I'm in. No, I think everybody's in.
I'm in.
The whole panel. You have to write this one down.
All right, Susie. Al Gore can't understand why he's gaining all that weight. Mostly he sticks to salads and he hardly ever eats blank. Eats what?
Tipper.
Never crossed the writer's mind. Right. What do you have, Jeremy? Do you have Tipper?
I have Mrs. Tipper.
Tipper.
Mrs. Tipper.
How about
he has a certain something, doesn't he?
Jeremy.
How about you, Michael?
I had Tipper.
Hardly
Tipper.
More.
No, those are both right, correct.
How about you, Don?
I was more specific. Tipper's Puzzy.
Oh. Still a strong match. How about you, Mr. National Television Celebrity Tony Perkins?
I said Al Gore almost never eats crow.
Crow, yes. I know. He's awfully clever.
Yeah, but we know what he was really thinking.
How about you, Buzz?
I said Tipper.
All right.
Tipper.
And Susie takes the lead. Julie, you've got some catching up to do, but I have a hunch we'll see you again later on in the game no matter what. Here's your clue. Here you go, Julie. Don and Mike Newshound, Buzz Burbank gets a little happy in the big city.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine the look on the pizza guy's face when Buzz ordered a pie not only with mushrooms, but extra blank.
Oh, come on.
I'm in.
Give it to me again, please.
Don and Mike Newshound, Buzz Burbank gets a little happy in the big city. Imagine the look on the pizza guy's face when this very day Buzz ordered a pie with not only mushrooms, but extra blank.
Please, Mike, it's a softball. Buzz, are you in?
I'm in.
Tony, are you in?
I'm in.
Jeremy, you in?
I'm in.
Waiting on Mike. Okay, Mike is in.
All right, Julie. Don and Mike Newshound, Buzz Burbank gets a little happy in the big city. Imagine the look on the pizza guy's face when Buzz ordered a pie, not only with mushrooms, but extra blank. Extra what?
Marijuana.
Marijuana.
Marijuana. Oh, come on.
Pack it on, Papa John. What'd you say, Jeremy?
I said lovin'.
Jeremy is the worst player we've ever had.
In 30 minutes or less.
I'll have that on the side.
God almighty.
Where does he order from?
Mike O'Mara.
I said pot.
Oh, it's a match right there. How about you, Don?
I said he ordered it with extra weed.
Not only a match, but it's like reading a thesaurus. How about you, Tony?
Because I couldn't say it last time, I said extra tipper.
How about Well, Buzz, you should know this. This is about you.
I said weed.
Julia did
something. I said weed.
I don't know why.
Naturally.
They're so nice, they picked me as their spokesman because I'm nice.
I'd like to point out that Tony has successfully avoided the sex and the drugs on this show today.
Although he did work the sex into the drug question.
Yes, he did. That's cleverness, I'm telling you.
That's what makes him a pro. Julia, you got a little more catching up to do. The score is 4-3. You have three. I need you to choose A or B.
A.
Hey. Ironically, this features another panelist. Did you know that CBS TV is planning a new game show hosted by WNEW program director Jeremy Coleman?
Oh, wow.
Wow. How about that?
Be careful, Rob.
It's called The Weakest Blank. Also hosted by a British guy. Did you know that CBS TV is planning a new game show hosted by WNEW program director Jeremy Coleman?
All right, I'm in.
It's called The Weakest Blank. Don't answer yet, Julie.
All right, Tony is still writing.
I'm in.
Mike's in. Buzz is in.
Jeremy, the self-autobiographical question, are you in?
Yes.
Yeah?
He's in.
And still waiting on Tony. All right, can you
in and Julie.
Tony's in.
You know that CBS TV is planning a new game show hosted by WNEW program director Jeremy Coleman. It's called The Weakest Blank. The Weakest what?
Can I say?
Ooh.
Oh, my.
No. Yes, you can. Will you delete that out, Charlie? Should she change
just
that?
Did. Can I say Richard?
Richard, yes.
Yeah, the weakest Richard.
The weakest
yes.
Richard. Mike, do you have... Jeremy, do you have your own Richard?
Well, it's amazing. This is the very first one that hasn't been a match with me. But I have super incredibly cool awesome guy.
Can we take that?
No, we can't.
Not a match.
No, we can't. But it's the first time he's made us laugh. I mean, we're not laughing at him.
I know, not at all.
How about you, Mike?
I'm going to watch this show. It's The Weakest Personality.
Goodbye. How about you, Don?
I'll watch mine too. It's called The Weakest Scrotum.
Oh my!
You know you gotta give it. You gotta give that a match.
That's not a match.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, no, really. Hold on. No. Scrotum.
Yeah, but I mean, she's in. I think from the
list
argument. All right.
That'll be a little generous.
Yeah. Really all right. She really should win this round.
Because I meant he has no balls.
Right. I hear you, but I think it's a match. How about you, Tony?
I just thought they named the show after him, The Weakest Host.
Weakest Host.
Match. How about you, Buzz?
I said The Weakest Handshake.
Pretty good, Buzz.
All right.
We have a tie game right now with Susie. One more chance this round to go ahead. Here is your clue.
Okay.
Ironically, Don and Mike traffic anchor Lane Closure knows precious little about automobiles.
Oh, now, this is the girl who does our like helicopter traffic back at home.
Right, she's our traffic Hi. Anchor. When the mechanic said she was 2 quarts low, she filled her car with blank.
All right, I'm in.
Ironically, Don and Mike's traffic anchor, Lane Closure, knows precious little about automobiles. When the mechanic told her she was 2 quarts low,
I'm in.
She filled her car with blank.
I'm in.
We're waiting on Jeremy and Tony, who don't know our
list. They don't know her. It's kind of an inside
joke. They're in a helicopter like we do.
Well, they might have seen her down at Mike Week.
Are you in, Jeremy?
I'm in.
Tony? Still waiting on the other man.
Can you read the question one more time?
I can.
Good morning, America.
Tom and Mike traffic anchor Lane Closure knows precious little about automobiles. When the mechanic said she was 2 quarts low, she filled her car with blank.
Wow.
It's tough when you can't be dirty like us, Ted.
You know what it is? It's like he's got a handicap.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. He gets extra credit for that.
You got to go on TV tomorrow morning, right?
Well, yeah. Theoretically.
Okay. All right, Tony's in.
Playing the game with ankle weights. Susie, ironically, Lane Closure doesn't know much about cars. When the mechanic said she was 2 quarts low, she filled her automobile with 2 quarts of what?
Urine.
Oh, dear.
Urine.
Do you have Lane Closure's urine, Jeremy?
No, I have her creamy, lovely milk.
Oh, see, I didn't want to be...
Her milk?
I am disturbed by that answer.
Yeah.
Me too. No wonder creamy, she's not doing traffic.
Creamy,
today.
Lovely milk.
Yes.
Creamy, lovely. Hey, creamy, lovely. What answer do you have?
I had geesh.
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 That's a good answer. How
Thank
about you,
you
Don?
I was close. I had jizz.
Oh, jeez. 2 quarts. How about you, Tony?
I am rather stunned to say that I have milk.
Wow. Milk! The same answer as Jeremy.
This is amazing, ladies and gentlemen.
To me.
But not creamy and lovely milk.
Right.
How about you, Buzz?
I said gentleman's relish.
There you go. More right. jizz, more geese.
No matches, right?
No match, so
more
we have a tie
DNA.
Game. Julie, I want you to choose A or B.
A.
Hey.
Spring cleaning time. time for WJFK engineer Wendell Smoot Hall. He washed his jacket, trimmed his mustache, and got rid of all of last year's blank.
I'm in.
Ever hear WJFK engineer Wendell Hall on the show there, Susie?
No.
Will you read it again, please, Rob? Okay, for Susie, it's spring cleaning time for WJFK engineer Wendell Smoot Hall. He washed his jacket, trimmed his mustache, and got rid of all of last year's blank.
Oh, I'm in.
I'm in.
Just a window in the eye of a... Wendell Hall.
I'm in.
Jeremy's in.
Jeremy's in.
Panel's right. An engineer. And here is your clue.
Panel's right.
It's spring cleaning time for WJFK engineer Wendell Smoot Hall. He washed his jacket, trimmed his mustache, and got rid of all of last year's blank. What did he get rid of?
Crap.
I'm sorry?
Crap.
All of last year's crap.
Crap.
Well, it's time to do that. It's the time of year. Jeremy, do you have Wendell's crap?
No, I said crusts.
Crusts. Crusts as in what, like bread crusts?
Like scabs.
Scabs. Okay, all right.
Lovely.
Crusts.
Well, okay. I'm sure glad we got more specific on that. You have crap. I know you're in crap.
I'm in crap. And Wendell is the sound man for crap.
Right. Yes.
But I said all of last year's lice.
Oh, yes. Time to get fresh. How about you, Don?
Nope. I said, Wendell, time to get rid of all the VD.
Oh. Last year's VD. The Y2K VD. How about you, Tony?
I think we're going to need a ruling on this. I said he got rid of last year's skid marks.
I think that might be
that's
a mask. Mask.
That's it.
Yeah, that's a mask.
Well, fecal.
Right. How about you, Buzz?
He's an up-to-date guy. He said he got rid of last year's guns.
Guns, okay.
All right, Julie, this leaves you one down, so you're going to have to work really hard to make the preordained destiny happen. Okay, yeah. So here we go, Julie. Radio tough guy G. Gordon Liddy just had laser eye surgery. You knew this, huh? That's right. After the procedure, the doctor warned Gordon, be careful not to get any blank in your eye.
Again, please, Robbie.
Radio tough guy G. Gordon Liddy just had laser eye surgery. And after the procedure, the doctor warned Gordon, be careful not to get any blank in your eye.
Don't get any blank in your eye.
Right.
Boy, this is tough for me.
Yeah, this is tough.
I get it.
Don't get any blank in your... You obviously had something you wanted us to think. Don't get any blank.
Can I give you a clue?
Yeah.
Big thread.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right.
Yeah, all right.
You want us to... All right, well, everybody got that clue.
Yeah,
I'm in.
I'm in.
Thank you, Rob. Jeremy, you in yet?
Yeah, Jeremy's in. All right, we're ready.
They can't all be gems, fellas. Sorry. Radio tough guy G. Gordon Liddy, Julie, just had laser eye surgery. After the procedure, the doctor warned Gordon, be careful not to get any blank in your eye. Any what?
Semen?
Semen. Wow, obviously a military reference.
Wow.
That's right.
Fascinating answer.
Wow. What'd you say, Mike? I'm sorry, Jeremy.
Jeremy's right over here, Rob.
I thought I got the clue, but I don't think I did because I said mud.
Mud.
Yeah.
No, you did not.
When I think bread, I think mud.
But listen, as this game plays out, you can hear why Jeremy is the program director of WNEW.
Right. That's right. 100% clever.
I have the advantage, Rob, of remembering the infection.
Yes, what did you say,
and that's
Mike?
Why I said don't get any yeast.
Oh, yes.
Your eye, yes.
Must be what the writers were looking for.
That's what they were looking for.
How about you, Don?
No, I remember, too. Yeast.
Ah. Yeast.
Because he did have a yeast infection in his eye, and we had wondered if he had gotten it from, like, eating at the Y.
We had no idea how that happened.
No, I think he addressed it on the air, that it's a common problem.
Apparently so.
Yeah. So he says. How about you, Tony?
It's not that common. Yeast in the eye.
Oh,
yeast
in the eye.
And how about you, Buzz?
I said yeast.
Yeast.
How about you, yeast? Congratulations, Julie. You're going to final match.
Right.
Hey, now, you know, we didn't even orchestrate that.
No.
But Julie won again, right?
That's right. Well, sure she did.
Okay. All right. Hold on a second. Now,
do have parting gifts for Susie, though.
Yes,
thank
we
you.
Do. Now, do we have to play another game?
Yes, we do. We need someone to play Paul.
Okay.
In round one, and then we're done.
And after we introduce everybody.
It's this dude, Josh.
And so it's Paul and Josh?
Let me make sure. No, I don't have Paul. I only have Josh.
And we need
Paul.
Someone to substitute for Paul.
Okay.
For Japal?
For Japal. Okay, let me see.
Example,
is this Josh?
Hello?
Is this Josh, the guy I've hung up on like 18 times now?
Yeah, this is Josh.
Okay, Josh, stay there.
Okay.
Okay?
I won't go anywhere.
And we need another caller to play with Josh
that will pretend to be Paul, even though they'll use their real name.
At 877-365-3636. And whoever wins the next round is going to win this, the Palm Ham handheld.
And we'll go to round three.
No, Rob, see, now you give me a headache now.
Okay, sorry.
No, because the next round is the first round, which means the next round is the last round.
Right.
There you go. And after we play the next round, we do the intro to the show.
I get it. I get jokes.
Okay. Lisa, music, please. And now the bumper.
They like to kiss Huzzy, Don and Mike.
In fact, before I do this, I just want to leave a message for Don Geronimo. Donnie, you and I are good friends. We'll always be good friends. But Don, kiss my ass. Just kiss it.
Number one, Arbitron Link, the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
1027 WNEW.
Been freaking exhausting doing this backwards show tonight.
I am absolutely tapped. I it's really been weird.
I've never felt more refreshed.
And we have gone so far backwards that Spencer Christian is still the weatherman of Good Morning America.
Wow. All right, it's the backwards show, and now we're playing the first round of the match game.
Right, the winner of this round and the winner of the next round will meet in round three to see who goes to final match.
Very exciting.
Super match.
Hold on, no. Just speak in real time now.
Okay, this is the third game in the last match game we'll be playing today.
We're done after you do this.
Yeah, and for all intents and
whoever
purposes.
Wins this next game
yes.
wins the Palm Pilot.
Right, I know one of our competitors is Josh. I don't know who Josh will be meeting.
Josh!
Hold it. Don't do anything yet. Put that on hold. Because you just unconferenced it.
Okay, now we hit conference again.
Right. And now you can punch him up.
Okay, now there is Josh. Josh?
Hello.
Okay, Josh is playing against Paul.
Hey!
Hey,
Paul.
How you doing?
Hey, I just had a deja vu that I'm going to get my butt kicked in the third round.
Way to get the joke.
You never know. Now, Josh, where are you from, my friend?
I'm from York.
From York, Pennsylvania. And Paul, where are you from?
Fresno,
California. All right, let's play. Remember, in this round, the first round, you guys are playing for the Palm M105, which is courtesy of Palm Pilot.
Very exciting.
Right. East versus West, we're going to start with Paul. I need you to choose A or B.
Hey, Robin, hold on. I just want to say something. I think it's slightly unfair that you have all of the questions laid out here where we can see them all.
Well, I would like to think that the people that face them would have the good sense not to read ahead, but I will turn them upside down.
I have not read one.
No. I just noticed it. I mean, I was...
And I saw you reading ahead.
Yeah. I saw you reading ahead, cheaters. Cheaters never prosper.
And it's such an advantage.
You lost again. All right. I'm sorry. Winning. Paul, I need you to choose A or B, which are now upside down.
I choose A.
And here's your question right now. Have you heard about the new Timmy O'Bibene diet?
No.
Nope. Timmy O'Bibene, you know, business guy at the station we work
right.
with, and a ladies' man.
He's from Nigeria.
The Nigerian nightmare.
Have you heard about the new Timmy O'Bibene diet? When it's time for dessert, Timmy just orders a nice fresh piece of blank.
I'm in.
Timmy O'Bibene diet.
Way to work Timmy into the match game. I like that.
Captain. When it's time for dessert, Timmy just orders a nice fresh piece of blank. Hang on, Paul.
Buzz, are you in?
I'm in.
Jeremy, are you in? All right, once again, we are waiting on Good Morning America weatherman.
I'm in.
Tony Perkins.
Panel is right. Paul, have you heard about the new Timmy O'Bibene diet? When it's time for dessert, Timmy just orders a nice fresh piece of blank.
I'm going to have to say ass.
Very good. Jeremy, do you have Timmy's ass?
I have tail, Captain.
Tail. That counts a match.
That matches. Nice job. How about you, Mike?
I have piece of ass.
That's very good. How about you, Don?
No, I said he orders a piece of hair pie.
Ooh.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Same thing.
But I wrote poon hair pie.
That's same thing.
Right. Yeah. No, I don't think
so.
No.
Yeah.
The figure is now, that's like saying Maryland's the same thing as Virginia. They're close by, but they're different.
I'm sorry. I was specific about the poon tag.
Okay. That's true. We have to stick to the rules. How about you, Tony?
I said Nigerian booty.
I believe that is a match.
Yeah. You know, that's the network way of getting around it, isn't it?
I hope that Timmy's listening today because Timmy, we haven't seen Timmy in the hallways very often.
He'd be flattered.
He would.
How about you, Buzz?
I said Oz.
Hi, Captain.
That's great, Don.
Batting 800, Josh, you need to step up to the plate here. Here's your clue. Good news and bad news for WJFK General Sales Manager Steve Goldstein. The good news, at work he's up to giving out full-size Snickers bars. The bad news, at home he still has blank in the miniature size. Did you hear yesterday, Josh?
Run that by me again.
When Steve Goldstein handed out the full-size Snickers bars, did you hear that?
Yeah, I didn't hear that.
Okay, well, you sure you did. Good news and bad news for WJFK General Sales Manager Steve Goldstein. The good news is at work he's up to giving out full-size Snickers bars. The bad news, at home he still has blank in the miniature size.
I'm in. Jeremy, you're the last one.
I'm in. All right, everybody's ready except for Jeremy Colvin.
Jeremy's in as we discuss the family gold.
Are you ready, JC?
Yes, sir.
All right, Josh. Good news and bad news for WJFK General Sales Manager Steve Goldstein. The good news, he's up to full-size Snickers bars at work. The bad news, at home he still has blank in the miniature size. What'd you say, Josh?
I'd have to say penis.
Penis. Jeremy, do you have Steve Goldstein's penis?
No, I said candy.
Candy.
God damn.
Don't you love it when someone gets the game?
What?
God damn.
The whole tray?
The whole tray. Come on. What are you
doing? It is only round one. How about you, Mike?
I think I want to whack him.
sex.
Ooh, miniature sex.
No, he has sex in the miniature size, you see. I mean, the way the sentence was written, he still has sex.
Not a match.
In the miniature
size.
But that's not a match. How about you, Don?
This would be a match. Penis.
Penis! His fun-sized penis. And there's a match. How about you, Tony?
I think I get the game. I said mounds.
Mounds?
You
can play with Jeremy.
Mounds. Sometimes he's too clever, and it scares me. How about
Tony
you,
and Jeremy
buddy?
Will be at the comedy store later on tonight.
I said his thing.
That's a match.
There you go.
And Tony was a stand-up comedian until he went legit.
True. Very true. All right.
That was a good answer.
Josh. Well, maybe you better sit down. Josh.
Yes.
You're down by two, so I need you to choose A or B.
B.
B. Here's your clue.
B.
Well, this one's about why it's about me. With Mother's Day coming, Rob Spiewak is going to give his wife, Carrie, something she really needs. But it's difficult for him. Have you ever tried to wrap up a blank?
I'm ready.
An insight into my happy marriage, Josh. With Mother's Day coming, Rob Spiewak, yours truly, is going to give Carrie something she really needs. But it's difficult. Have you ever tried to wrap up a blank?
Did I get it right?
I'm in.
Tony, you in?
I'm in.
And how about you, Jeremy?
Everybody's ready.
The panel's right. I love you, darling. All right, Josh, with Mother's Day coming, I'm going to give my wife something she really needs, but it's difficult. You ever tried to wrap up a blank? Josh, what did I give her?
Package?
Have you ever tried to wrap up a package?
I bet he matches Jeremy.
All right, Jeremy, do you have...
I love this Jeremy being dissed by a TV guy.
Wow. You know, this is really weird. I never thought I'd say this. Jeremy, do you have my package?
No. I put sloppy kiss, but
sloppy
I
kiss. Yeah.
You're the worst. Yeah, really, you're worse than Christine Kerner was at this game. Not a match. How about you, Mike?
I said, it's all right. What's the question again?
Oh, what I'm giving my wife for Mother's Day. Something she really needs.
It's hard to wrap a fist.
It is.
It's just a joke.
It is. I'm sure it is.
Tony.
How about you, Don? Do you have my package?
Tony, because I said, no, it's hard to wrap a punch in the face.
Oh, my goodness.
Don and Mike matched? How about you, Tony?
With your wife. I said a marital aid.
Hey, how about you, Buzz?
I said a hearing aid. No, I said a fist.
Yes,
fist.
That's the code on the show, a hearing aid.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, helps her listen.
It's totally fictitious, though. We hope and pray to God.
Totally terrific. Paul, your chance to really move ahead, and here is your clue.
And, Rob, you know what I just figured out? Hold on. I just want to say something. Because I know on the network pretty soon, because we haven't played all the commercials on time,
right?
It's going to cut us off soon on like 50% of the stations that we're on.
Right.
So all you people who bitch that you never get to hear the end of the show.
Right.
Today you got to hear the end of the show. You're just not going to be able to hear the beginning of the show.
Right.
It's that simple.
Which also goes to show, even if you totally turn everything upside down, we still can't do it.
Yeah, we still can't do it on time.
We can't make it on time.
We can't do it.
Sorry, Paul. Right. Francis, I'm sorry. Frank Herzog is an accomplished broadcaster, and he loves his money fans. If you ask for his signature, he'll gladly send you an autographed blank.
I'm in.
Are you familiar with Frank Herzog, Paul?
A little bit.
All right.
Oh, I'm in.
Well, he's an accomplished broadcaster, conquered both mediums of radio and television, and he loves his money fan. He asked Frank for his signature. He'll gladly send you an autographed blank.
I'm in.
And Tony's in.
Buzz, are you in?
I'm in.
Yes, I am.
Who would we be waiting for?
Jeremy!
No. I'm just starting out. I haven't got the hang of the game yet.
You've been here for an hour!
Backwards. Get it? He was doing it backwards.
Oh, okay, all right.
Very clever.
Okay.
All right.
He's just too clever for us.
He's flirting with clever.
He's in. All right, he's in.
All right, Paul. Frank Herzog is an accomplished broadcaster and loves his money fans.
Hey, money fans.
And if you ask him for his signature, he'll gladly send you an autographed blank. Autographed what?
Oh, man. Penny.
Penny.
Money.
Penny. Wow.
You say money fans or mini fans?
No, he said money fans.
Money. You were right with Penny.
Yeah. All right, Penny.
Just what the writers were looking for, Paul. Yeah. Thanks for overthinking it.
How thank you,
Jeremy. Don't thank me. Jeremy, do you have money? I mean, Penny?
No, I have one that's even worse.
No.
I have play.
Play.
Autographed play.
You know, I didn't think, I did not think that after his last answer he could get worse
because
he defied me.
You know, Frank Herzog, I just have to explain this. He is the play-by-play voice of the Washington Redskins.
And he also does the morning show on Channel 9.
Uh-huh.
Right.
But that is an awful answer, Jeremy.
Yes.
He might as well autograph some creamy milk. How about you? Do you have, what was it, Penny?
I said he sends his fans an autographed pancake.
Good answer.
Not a match.
He makes pancakes on TV on Friday.
He makes pancakes and we make fun of that.
I didn't know that.
Gripping television.
Well, yeah, I tell you, really got some worries with Channel 9.
They're doing well over there at Channel 9 in the morning.
You should be glad you're on 7. How about you, Don? Do you have Penny?
No, I said he sends them autographed hair weave. Hair weave because you got hair plugs.
Wow. I did not know that. How about you?
Money hair plugs.
They are the best. How about you, Tony?
I know Frank. I think he's a nice guy, but I said autographed ham.
Oh, ham. Goes good with the pancake. How about you, Buzz?
I said pancake. Pancake.
Oh, no match there. And actually, we need Josh to go again. Josh, you're down by 2 picks.
So this is the final game now.
Right, this is. Josh, A or B?
A.
So if Josh gets less than 2 here,
Paul automatically
the other guy wins the Palm Pilot.
All right, here we go, Josh. There's plenty of sexual tension in the WJFK traffic department.
Oh, yeah.
Andy wants to see Debbie topless, and Debbie wants to see Andy blank.
I'm in.
Not a lot of talk about the WJFK traffic department on air, but it's run by two people. Nice people. I know we
very
all
nice
love
people.
Them.
Let me mention that when Rob says traffic, this is like continuity. These are the people who
schedule the commercials.
Right. The office staff. Right.
Jeremy, are you in?
Okay.
Plenty of sexual tension. Andy wants to see Debbie topless. Debbie wants to see Andy blank. Is the panel right?
Yeah.
All right, Josh, here's your chance to catch up. Andy wants to see Debbie topless, and Debbie wants to see Andy blank. What?
Dead.
That caused a lot of tension.
His family, dead.
All the rice is dead. How about you, Jeremy? Do you have dead?
I think I do. I have drawn and quartered.
Which you have to be dead.
Technically, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be dead.
Way to go, Jeremy. You matched one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, how about you, Mike?
I had dead.
All right, that's a match. And we have a tie game. How about you, Don?
Deadhead.
Moves ahead. How about you, Tony?
I said fired.
Fired. Not a match.
No.
But probably closer to the truth. How about you, Buzz?
You'd be dead if they said headless.
Headless. There you go.
No.
No, you don't think?
No.
No, you can still survive with the proper life support.
Really?
Yeah.
We've seen that with people in programming.
Topless. That's right.
Headless.
Got my medical degree at AU.
All right, Paul, you're down by 1. That means you need 1 match to tie, 2 to win. Are you up to the challenge, Paul?
I think so.
All right.
This will be the last round of the day.
I hold in my hand the final clue.
Thank God.
Tony, actually, we're going to play this game until you go on the air.
Yeah. I'm glad I brought a change of clothes.
Yeah. Why is it so early in the afternoon, Mike?
Oh, that's right.
We've got a whole show ahead of us.
We're not in the evening yet.
The sun is just cresting over 7th Avenue. Sports Junkies producer Joe Ardinger had a tough time filing his taxes this year. Seems the IRS won't accept receipts printed on blank.
Oh, I'm in.
You familiar with Joe Ardinger, Paul?
No.
That's going to be easy for you then. Sports Junkies producer Joe Ardinger, he produces the Sports Junkies, had a tough time filing his taxes this year. Seems the IRS won't accept receipts printed on blank.
Buzz?
I'm in.
Tony Perkins, are you in?
I'm in, yes.
How about you, Jeremy?
Yep.
All right, here we go.
Panel's right, no pressure, Paul. This is for the Palm Pilot, and here is your clue. Sports Junkies producer Joe Ardinger had a tough time filing his taxes this year. Seems the IRS won't accept receipts printed on blank. What'd you say, Paul?
I hope somebody said food wrappers.
Food wrappers.
Food wrappers.
Food wrappers. Mm. Food. How about you, Jeremy? Do you have Joe's food wrappers?
No, I hope this is the right term. I said pot paper.
I don't know. I don't hang with the druggies.
Excuse me. Do you have any pot paper?
Jeremy was big.
Pot paper.
That's back when Jeremy was at Berkeley.
Pot paper.
He used to go around to the different communes asking if anybody had any pot paper.
I believe my pot papers are by my Birkenstock. How about you? Do you have pot? I'm sorry. Food wrappers.
Let me educate you, Jeremy. He said, do I have any rolling papers?
Ooh,
rolling papers.
Food wrappers. Don.
Let me be more specific. Do you have any zigzag rolling papers?
Not a match. How about you, Mr. Perkins?
Obviously, I don't know this guy. I said the racing form.
The racing form. He had, Tony has no idea who he is.
But
that's what's
guy.
Fun.
That's what's fun.
How about you, Buzz?
I know this guy. I said rolling paper.
Rolling paper. No matches there, and a fabulous come from behind for John.
All right.
Johnny. Johnny, you won the...
Yeah. Oh, Josh. Excuse me, right. Josh. You won the Palm M105 handheld, Palm portable keyboard, two interchangeable faceplates, with all the megabytes of RAM, the mobile internet kit for wireless internet access, and a hot sink cradle so you can load it right up to your computer and down stuff off your PC.
Wonderful.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Thank you. But Josh, of course, even though you won the $500 prize, you weren't the big winner today. The big winner today was...
Julie.
Who won the Superman.
Yeah, and she won $50.
She did.
Big fantastic. Winner. We'll have her back next time, maybe not.
See, that's why it was really a backward show, because the girl who won $50, and the guy at the very end, who really lost,
won the big prize.
He won the $500 prize.
So now all we need to do is meet the stars and play the Open, and then we're done.
Get ready to match the stars. It's Match Game 2000 with the stars. Don Geronimo.
Hi, everybody.
Michael Miller.
How you doing?
Michael J. Elston.
Hi, wow.
And your host, Rob Spiewak.
Hello, stars.
Hi, Rob.
Quick word to say hi. It's the genius behind WNEW's legendary ratings dominance, Jeremy Coleman. Jeremy, how do you do it?
I'm doing fine and happy to be here.
Now, the question was, how do you do it? How do you program the station to these unparalleled heights of mediocrity?
Well, you said, how are you doing?
Wrong. You're a good listener.
How are you doing?
Yeah, you need to listen to me, PD.
How are you doing?
America's favorite weatherman and proprietor of the Bates Motel, Mr. Tony Perkins. Welcome, sir.
Thank you. Happy to be here. Good to see you.
You love him in the Hertz commercials in which he runs around like O.J. Simpson in the airport. It's Buzz Burbank. How do, Buzz?
Hey, Buzz.
Howdy, Buzz.
Hi.
You can catch him this summer at an amphitheater near you as he tours with his outfit, Crap.
Yeah.
Say hi to Mike O'Mara. How's that set list, Mike?
We're doing great. We're up to two songs.
And still serving his term as America's Bean King, what's the word? Don Geronimo.
My ass is loaded for bear, Rob.
So long, everybody.
All right, listen, we do want to thank all of our players. Jeremy Coleman, who obviously is the brains behind the station.
Yes, thank you, Jeremy.
Now that you've heard him in this type of give and take, this dialogue, is it any wonder that WNEW is the lowest rated station in the history of the world?
I think everybody understands what we deal with on a day-to-day basis.
Right, because now that was a glimpse inside the comedy mind of Jeremy Coleman.
Game was funny.
Game was funny. Thank you, Jeremy. And Tony, you got like 2 hours, so you got to get up and go to work?
I have to get up and fix Diane's breakfast and then get ready to do the weather.
Tony, great having you on.
Tony Perkins from Good Morning America, everybody.
Excellent. And you tell her, you tell the white devil to say hello to you. Yeah. Tell her to say thank you, Tony.
That's right. Thank you, Tony. That's all. Is it too much to ask?
Tony from Good Morning America. You know, Mike, we're just getting started with the show.
Looking forward to it. Boy, I tell you, I'm fresh as a daisy.
We are just getting started. Lisa, music, please. Now the bumper.
Close the chili parlors. It's time for Don and Mike.
Nancy, I'm helping Hank winch a trailer. I'll see you for dinner.
Sorry, Shug. I get to anchor eyewitness weather tonight. There's high winds blowing. Might be a tornado. This could be the disaster I've been waiting for. So keep your fingers crossed.
Well, what about my supper?
I left the carton of cigarettes on the table.
I think I'll keep her.
Number one, Arbitron Lady, the Don and Mike Show.
Yes, we are live today from our Midtown Manhattan studios, our great New York affiliate, 102.7 WNEW. Great to be here in New York.
And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Funhole and all the ships at sea. Gold medalists in the plot put. Say hi to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Ladies and gentlemen, a great man wearing his thorn of crowns.
Crown of thorns.
What did I say?
You said it backwards. Actually, you did it right.
Yeah. Please say hi to Phil. Do I have Phil's tape here?
No, it'll be played from home. Phil Hochberg!
Phil Hochberg!
Rob, you told me you were going to play it from there, remember?
Oh. Lisa, could you grab it, honey?
We're off to a
Rob's
great,
got it.
We're
Rob's
off to
got
a
great,
it.
A great start.
Never mind. Hold on. I got it.
I got it.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Oh, boy.
Rob
Spiewak!
Okay.
Hold on.
Stay with me.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike, where'd you don't know to fill a book?
Mr. Son of a Beach.
Hi. Well, hi. Hi. Hi.
Okay.
Hi, Don and Mike. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Now, I have a message for all you good, moral, Christian people who are complaining that breasts and vaginas are obscene. Hey, don't complain to me. Complain to the manufacturer. Okay? And although Jesus told us not to judge, I know you're going to judge anyway, so judge sanely. Judge with your eyes open. What do you consider obscene? Is this obscene to you?
Last time on the Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, does it have to be fruit?
What, with the girl shooting it out of her intimate spot?
Yeah, my wife can shoot a ping pong ball pretty far.
Well, your aerodynamics of a ping pong ball can travel a lot further than a piece of fruit.
If you hold the glass up, she can shoot it out at you and you can catch it in the glass.
Well, you know something? That's an act that we would love to see.
We win a lot of fish at carnivals.
The Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Number one, Arbitron Lake, The Don and Mike Show.